Unit 2, a rainy day. It was a rainy morning. Tina was getting ready to leave her house. She put on her raincoat and carried an umbrella. The rain beat on her. She felt cold and wet. She wore a pair of slippers to walk to school. She would change into her school shoes when she reached school. Her school shoes and socks were in her bag so that they would not get wet. It was difficult to see where she was going because the rain was heavy. The ground was wet and slippery. She walked slowly and carefully so she did not slip and fall. She also had to be very careful of passing cars that might splash water on her. She was eager to reach the school so that she could dry herself and get out of the cold.
Unit 2. Storytown. The Golden Touch. Long, long ago, there once lived a king. His name was Midas, and he loved gold very much. He wanted to get a lot of gold. He wanted to look at the gold every day. He owned a beautiful garden. There were many flowers and trees in it. Midas had one child, a pretty little girl. He loved her very much, and the little princess loved the garden and the flowers. But Midas was not satisfied with what he had. He loved gold more than any other things. He was a very greedy king. Every day, when Midas went for a walk in the garden, he always prayed God to give him more gold. God decided to punish the king and said to him, "Okay, from now on, everything that you touch will become gold." The king was very happy. "I shall be the richest man in the world," he said to himself. The king got up early next morning. When he touched his bed, it turned to gold. When he began to dress, his clothes became gold. Midas was very happy. Then he went to his garden. He picked one flower. It turned to gold too. He picked another, and the same thing happened. This time, the king was unhappy because he loved the flower's rich colors. Midas was hungry. He called servant to bring some food. As soon as the king touched the food, it changed into gold. He couldn't eat. When Midas touched the water, it changed into gold too. He couldn't drink.
"If I can't eat and drink, I will die."
He was very sad. Then Midas went into the garden again. His little daughter was there. When she saw the king, she ran up to him.
"Oh, Dad, our beautiful flowers have changed into the same color. I don't like them."
"Don't cry, my daughter," said Midas.
He held her in his arms and tried to comfort her. Suddenly, the girl turned to a gold statue. Midas began to cry. He went into his palace, and he begged God to take away the golden touch.
"I was very foolish to love gold so much," he said. "Take all my gold and give back my daughter and my garden."
God said,
"Go to the river and wash your hands. The water can wash away the golden touch."
Midas ran to the river quickly and washed his hands. He put his hands on his daughter, and she turned to the little princess at once. Midas and his daughter ran into the garden. He changed the flowers back into the rich colors. From then on,
Midas wasn't greedy anymore. He never forgot this lesson. He knew that gold could not bring happiness.